My two backyard chickadees, George and Martha, have been busy feeding their babies for over a week now, and so the babies are due to fledge pretty soon. I didn't know where the nest was until just a few days ago. I could see what direction the parents headed with a mouthful of bugs or a big juicy mealworm, but couldn't see where they went beyond a copse of trees in the back of my neighbor's yard. It looks like they're flying to a huge cottonwood in the yard behind my neighbor's, but since I figured that much out, we've been getting a lot of rain, making photography outdoors difficult at best, so I don't have any pictures. As George and Martha's hormones ebb, they are starting to lose interest in one another, even as they both remain firmly fixated on feeding their growing babies. At first, all Martha had to do was flutter her wings, and in George would fly to present her with food. He'd grab a mealworm out of my hand and bring it straight to her, and if he then started eating a mealworm of his own, all she had to do was flutter her wings and he'd rush in and give her the rest of his own meal. But once their eggs hatched, he had to divide his attention between her and the babies, and he quickly started ignoring her pleas for food. At first, she couldn't break the habit of fluttering her wings when she wanted food, and would even flutter them at me. But as her hormones have ebbed, she stopped doing that. They were both heavier and their feathers sleeker before having babies. Now they're a bit disheveled and raggedy looking. After the babies fledge, their work won't be nearly over. For over a week, the parents will still be providing virtually 100% of the fledglings' food and will continue to feed them as the babies develop their own foraging skills for several more weeks. But once the babies fledge, they won't ever return to the cavity again. One of the reasons chickadees have lower parasite levels than some other cavity nesters is that they build their own cavities and virtually never reuse them. I'm going to be out of town for over a week now, and I'm afraid that George and Martha's babies will fledge while I'm gone. After the babies leave the nest, the little family may move about widely, so I may never get to meet the young ones. But whether I do or not, I'm happy my mealworms have provided them with extra food and given their parents an easier time providing for them. George and Martha will most likely remain pretty near Peabody Street and rejoin their old flock from last year. But chickadee babies disperse widely, virtually always ending up in different flocks from their parents and from one another. No one knows exactly what impels the young to do this, but it certainly reduces the probabilities of inbreeding. So these young birds I've been helping will never become Peabody Street regulars, but babies of chickadees from far away will be joining the flock by autumn. Summertime is fraught with dramas as birds and squirrels and frogs and other creatures do their best to ensure the continuation of their kind. Even as George and Martha move on, other birds will be nesting in my yard and keeping me distracted from my own narrow human perspective. That's the richness of summer. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.